What's up, everyone? Steve Barton here. Thank you for tuning in. And today we are going to talk about the coming auto loan implosion. Here we go. All right. So interest rates are up. It's getting more expensive to borrow money. It's getting more expensive to borrow currency. I got to stop calling it money. It's currency. Inflation is up. Sales are down as far as autos go. Inventory is up. And there's been a record number of loan defaults to the banks and a record number of repos. So basically what happened was back in 2020 and 2021, banks were, they were lending too much money. They were requiring less of a down payment, and they were qualifying people that really didn't make enough money to be able to buy these cars. It's very similar to what happened in the 2008 mortgage crisis. Banks were doing income stated loans. So basically they were just, whatever you said you made, they would take that as gospel and loan you that amount. And without really checking to see if they could actually afford it or not. A little story. I bought a truck back in about a year and a half ago, so right around this time period, and I got to experience this firsthand. I found the exact truck that I wanted, and it was about an hour and a half away. I called up the dealer. They had it. I drove about an hour and a half down to LA to go take a look at this thing. Took a look through it real quick. It was exactly what I wanted, down to the color, the interior, the amount of miles it had on it, everything, checked all my boxes. So I stepped into the guy's office, asked if I could go take it for a test drive. And he said, well, hang on, before we take it out for a test drive, let me make sure you qualify. And, you know, we'll talk about financing first to make sure you qualify. And I said, well, you know, I don't need any financing, you know, I was going to pay cash. And at that point, I'll never forget this. He closed his book, leaned back in his chair, and he said, yeah, I don't think this is the truck for you. And I said, I don't understand. He said, well, we kind of do financing here. And I said, well, I don't need any financing. You know, I was going to pay cash. And he said, yeah, there's nothing I can do to help you. This is not the truck for you. We pretty much do financing here. I walked out of there so confused, and I called my buddy, who at the time was in the auto business, and I told him the story, and he said, oh, you should have called me before you drove down there. I would have saved you an hour and a half of your time. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, you found this little dealership that happened to have the exact truck that you wanted, but what they do is they don't take cash for the for their vehicles. They do only financing. And the reason they do that is because they purposely sell these cars to people that can't afford it. They get 4 or 6 months worth of payments out of them. Then they repossess the car, put it back on the lot, rinse and repeat, and sell it to the next guy that can't afford it. I thought, wow, what a scam. So that was very interesting. So what does this mean? This means that there is going to be a plethora of cars and trucks hitting the market. We're in a recession, despite what the government would tell you, and despite how they reclassified the definition of a recession. We're in one now. And people are not going to be able to afford these high interest rates, and the inventory is going to stack up with high inventory and no buyers. That's going to equate to lower prices. So this is not just the auto industry. Go down to your local Home Depot. Take a look at how many barbecues and smokers they have sitting outside the store, because they don't have room to put them inside. Okay. Retail stores did not see this coming. They ordered extra stuff when we had a lot of supply chain issues. And when people were just buying these things hand over fist from all their stimulus checks. Now that gravy train has ended and the supply chains have started to resolve themselves, and retail stores have too much inventory. So Basically, if you want to know if something is going to become cheaper or more expensive, ask yourself this question. Do people need this to survive? Okay, if the answer is yes, they do, then the price is going to go up. If the answer is no, they do not need this to survive, and this is just discretionary extra income, then the price is very likely going to go down. What do people need? They need food, they need water, they need electricity, okay? They need fuel. This is going to become more expensive. What do they not need? Okay, they don't need autos, they don't need RVs, they don't need trailers, they don't need dirt bikes, you don't need sporting events tickets, you don't need concert tickets, okay? Those things are gonna get cheaper, all right? Wait for the deals, all right? They're coming, they're already starting to come, but it's gonna get even better, all right? So this is why we've been talking about stockpiling non-perishable food. You're going to eat it anyways, okay? And it's not going to get any cheaper. Go down and lock in your price now, store it in your cupboard, and reap the benefits as the year goes on, all right? Use this time to buy things in bulk, you know, things that you're going to use anyways, paper towels, toilet paper, napkins, you know, canned goods, dried rice and beans, whatever it is that you're going to use anyways that people need to survive. It's kind of tough to lock in the price of gasoline because you only got so much room to store it, which is probably just your gas tank. But, you know, you could place a bet on a successful oil company, right? That'd be a way to kind of hedge your bet on gasoline. You know, start to think of like, how could you do a side hustle out of this, right? Is there a market in your area for something that you can buy in absolute bulk and then sell piecemeal on eBay or Amazon? Ask yourself that question. Hope you guys got something out of this. Please like and subscribe, and I will talk to you next time.